Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for your great love and goodness and power in restoring us to in the family with every spiritual blessing, just as you predestined us. So thank you. Thank you, Lord, that I can do justice to this word that it's just so full of demonic thinking and lack of understanding. And so just help me putting this across as I need to, Father God, as according to what the body, the bride, your beloved needs in Jesus' name. Amen.
We read Psalm 144, verse 3 and 4 from the TPT translation. Lord, what is it about us that you would even notice us? Why do you even bother with us? For man is nothing but a faint whisper, a mere breath. We spend our days like nothing more than a passing shadow.
Yeah. Man is nothing like he's just like a passing shadow. And then also we got that other one, the glory of man is like the flower that is just there for a while and then fades. Now that is not the full reality. That is not the reality. That's the perception, demonic perception that the devil has given to mankind, and man has believed, and so they became worthless. You don't become worthless if you believe the right things. You become worthless when you take hold of deception. And this is what all mankind done through after Adam's fall. And the beauty is, if we look into the word, as the Bible says, awake to righteousness and sin no more, for some have not the knowledge of God. I say this to your shame. So it's to our shame when we think like this and we speak like this and we tell people that they are nothing and they are worthless and their life's just going to, it's just like a flower and then it's gone. Because man is an eternal being. He's made in the image and likeness of God. He's made to live eternally with God in the family and ruling and reigning with them. And that is the reality. So this short-sightedness and this deception is satanic. It's come from the devil. We can see it so clearly when we see, you know, God is not a man to change his mind. So once we were nothing, and then the next minute we blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places, Ephesians 1 verse 3 to 4. That's like, you know, if you nothing and you suddenly blessed, then there is no price. You know, why did God have to pay so much for us to restore us and bring us back to the eternal realities? It's because we are something. If we were nothing, he says, no, I don't have to give anything. They nothing. Come, now I'm going to make them something. No, the reality is we were in the heart of God, we his children. Imagine a parent saying, oh, it's undeserved grace, and they're not really worth it. A parent never thinks like that. A fallen man does. Remember when the prodigal son came home? That was his mentality. But where did he pick that up? He picked that up in the pigsty among the pigs. That was. And what did the father do? He came and he ran and he put on the ring and he put on the garment of righteousness and he had a party because his son was back. Not his nothing, not his pig, not his, yeah, the child of the living God. And that's why the Bible says that he brought us back. He redeemed us because, in verse 4, Ephesians 1 verse 4, because he predestined us in Christ before the foundation of the earth to be holy and blameless in love. So that's perfection. That's being noble and being from a noble class, the God class. Amen? Not the low class, the middle class, or the upper class. No, we are the God class. And God has restored us to that in Jesus. And that is also seen, as I said already earlier, in who had to redeem us, the firstborn among many brothers and sisters, who we were predestined in, had to come and bring us back. And so that's why we grow into the measure and the stature, the fullness of Christ, because we are truly God's children that were stolen, deceived, lied to, and now, praise God, we've been brought back into our heavenly family to rule and reign together with the Son, the Father, and the leading of the Holy Spirit. So awake to righteousness, guys. And yes, and God can't work with us unless we have faith. And what is faith? Faith is the goodness that came to the people, even in the old covenant, that made them see themselves in a better light, think better, and talk better, and therefore God could bless them more. So in the same light now, we need to awake to righteousness. Righteousness is everything that is good. Righteousness is a light for darkness. Righteousness is every spiritual blessing in heavenly places, everything pertaining to life and godliness. Righteousness is the great and precious promises. And why can we have it? Because the price has been paid. Our Lord, our Savior, our big brother has taken away the sin. He has dealt with sin once and for all. He has dealt with the fall. He's dealt with the lies of the devil. And it was dealt with 3 days and three nights. And then he was raised up and he came and his blood was accepted. And mankind, every brother and sister, every soul out there who is fearfully and wonderfully made. That's another picture of the love. He's made us fearfully and wonderfully. We uniquely designed for purpose. And it has been done. Another picture of this great love is, look how beautiful God made this earth. And that was for his children. Amen. He made it. It's an intricate, beautiful, wonderfully made so that his children could enjoy it. It was all made in what he loves. Amen. It's all made with purpose. God loves it, a purpose and beauty. And then he brought his children in so his children can experience him and walk with him in this beauty. And this is the goodness that God is restoring now. That's why the word says so clearly, God so loved the world that he sent his Son. So whoever believes in him will not perish, but be saved. He didn't come to condemn the world, this mankind, and this beautiful planet and creation. He came to redeem it. He didn't come to condemn it. He came to restore it. So that's why we have got the ministry of restoration. And this is all realities we got to take hold of. The devil and his puppets, the ones that are deceived and that they want the souls of man. They want this world. And many of us is just wanting to escape. God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit sent Jesus and is now here so that creation can be restored. And so that's the reality. We are here to take back everything that the devil has taken away. Well, the devil doesn't take it away. It's always belonged to God that the devil has deceived us in. And that's why we got the ministry of restoration, that God was in Christ restoring the world unto himself. And that's why we must say, hey, wake up, guys. Wake to righteousness. The price has been paid. Come home and come to your senses. And noble man makes noble plans. Noble man and noble woman makes noble plans. And by noble plans, they stand. Why? Because they were made to be godly. They were made to be royalty. They were made to be like their Father. Like the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.